Marianne Moore, and Lorca. Just you. And it isn't just about style. Later you'll find that living inside another poet's syntax trains the patterns your own thought will subsequently take. Rilke and Dickinson thought better and higher thoughts than us. The pattern of their thought is set down in the watercourse of their sentences. We can empty them of their words and allow our own to flood them. The poem you sent about the affair and the grass and the sky has too many salient things, which the reader will treat as thematic elements. Death wanders in. Then there's the stuff about the sunset and global warming. Then the doomed child with the eye patch in the last image. Children are always loud in poems. All good lines, all of them, and all nothing to do with the poem you were writing, which has been buried in the confusion. We have to take Occam's razor and then use it to murder our darlings. Only write half the poem, but precisely the half that will prompt the reader to supply the rest of it, which will be coloured with their own interpretation. A poem is like an ecosystem, a complex interdependency between a finite number of agents. A poem is rich not because its elements multiply, but because the sophistication of its relations multiply. Such a poem has harmony as well as melody and creates the rich context in which we can read its symbols. And don't advertise the strange by making it sound strange. If the surreal or terrible or alien thing won't leave your poem, be sure to sing it all the more sweetly. Weave its sounds together. The brain will entertain anything that it sung to at first, even things it vowed not to let pass. How do you think Orpheus got past that big dog? I'm glad you wrote to me again, but the company of poets is a mixed blessing. You need their community and support and advice, and competition will sharpen your skill. But never forget that poets are not your audience. If you do forget, your poetry will take a reflexive turn and will, in the subtlest but most pernicious way, start to be about poetry. There are too many poets for whom the reader is an inconvenience. Avoid them.
That was Don Patterson with his Letter to a Young Poet. The series was produced by Emma Harding. Well, next this evening, World on Three on Radio 3, and it's the first of two live visits to one of the world's biggest winter festivals, Celtic Connections in Glasgow. So let's go over to the CCA on Socky Hall Street in Glasgow and join Mary-Anne Kennedy.
Well, it's 11 o'clock on a Friday night in my hometown, and the street with the hardest name to spell in the whole city would be jumping anyway most weeks of the year, but how much more so for the next couple of weeks as the global trad and roots world descends on Glasgow. Welcome to Celtic Connections. Yes, this is definitely Socky Hall Street. I'm Mary-Anne Kennedy, and tonight we're in the new BBC home for the festival, the wonderfully and diversely arty CCA, and the room is still ringing, not just with our fabulous audience, as you heard there, but with the sounds of the last gig, only just tripping out the door less than an hour ago. And in fact, we've enticed some of the musicians who were playing in that gig to stay with us for later on in the programme. Well, we're going to stay with Donegal and Glasgow, as I said, with the lasses, the sisters Freel, and also one of the newest and finest lineups in Scottish folk, Salthouse. The rest of the contingent tonight, though, are Celtic cousins, Canadian-wise. One of last night's opening gala bands, we have Joy Kill Sorrow, and to get the whole night rocking, we're going to start off in Quebec with the original boss man of the great Bottine Souriante. Please welcome tonight, with Olivier Rondeau and Tommy Gauthier, please welcome the Yves Lambert Trio.
Je vous invite, messieurs, mesdames, de venir à mon repas. J'ai une fille à marier. Je ne tiens pas qu'il m'en coûte. J'ai une fille à marier. Je veux qu'il en soit parlé. C'est au sorti de l'église. Chez Alphonse, voyons, s'en sont allés. On voyait à tout venant Monsieur Doyon avec sa bouteille. Il y avait rien dedans. Il pensait de faire des merveilles. Il disait à tout venant: mais divertissez-vous, mes gens. Ils sont assis à la table, ils se sont mis pour manger. Pour des plats, il y en avait bien, de la viande, il y en avait guère. Il y avait rien que des os qui nous sabotent les mâchoires. Il y avait rien que des os qui hébergeaient tous nos couteaux. Ils sautaient d'un plancher à l'autre, ils dansaient à la légèreté. Ils avaient pas déjeuné, encore bien moins de quoi boire. Ils avaient pas déjeuné, encore bien moins soupé. Je vous remercie, mesdames, de votre si bon repos. Allons-nous-en chacun chez nous, allons-nous chercher de quoi boire. Allons-nous-en chacun chez nous, chercher de quoi manger et tout.
Merci, Yves, the chef in past years of La Bottine Souriante, but also the Orchestra Bébert, and that's where you met Olivier and Tommy.
Yeah, and Olivier Rondeau and Robin Boulian.
Aha.
Robin Boulian.
Oh,
okay. Yeah.
Okay. So, I like this. You can't hear this on radio, but he's very cuddly. You've been a frequent visitor to Scotland and to Celtic Connections. Mm-hmm. Is there something that is particularly special about this festival?
Yeah, probably it's the I play in Celtic Connection 3 times with La Bottine, the third time with 2 times with the Bébert Orchestra, 1 time with the Trio. Like 6 times in Glasgow for since 15 years about. A lot of adventure, a lot of oh yeah, a lot of dream too.
Is there something you look out for in particular in Glasgow when you come here?
You know, the quality of the music. It's a very unbelievable for me, because and the people like very much this kind of music. I realized the people like very much the traditional music. Many people play fiddle, young people play fiddle, and it's the same in Quebec. So in the Quebec, it's more difficult now for the traditional stuff. And here, I realize it's a main part of the culture of the Scotland country, and it's very interesting for us. So each time I buy a new shirt. Yeah, you know, the traditional traditional Scotland. J'achète une chemise tout le temps de style écossais.
Oh, a tartan shirt.
Yeah. Each time I buy, probably next Monday.
Yeah, you're not wearing it.
I buy a new shirt a Scotland shirt, because my last time it's enough for now. It's not the time for a new shirt. And new, and I like very much too the Macintosh. Do you know Macintosh?
Yes.
The Rennie Macintosh.
And we have the School of Art right behind us here. Yeah, at the
yeah,
CCA.
Yeah. Because it's a fondateur. Not it's a. Met for the Art Nouveau, you know, and I like to. I the last time I here in Glasgow, I visiting the museum of Macintosh, and probably next Monday I visiting or Sunday I visiting the Jardin Botanique too. It's a very and it's a good place, huh?
Yeah.
And,
you're listening to World on 3, presented by Yves Lambert. I have one. One last question for you. You're here playing, but you're also going to be contributing tomorrow to a conversation, a debate on Scottish independence. Yeah. It must be an interesting time for a Quebecois to be coming to Scotland and watching the process that you went through before.
Yeah, the politics is hard to explain in English because I'm a French guy, very French guy, and I talk in French and Oliver translate, you know, because au Québec on a eu deux référendums, 1980 1995. On a l'expérience. It's two times. It's not a yes. It's no. You know, and. It's hard for us. Yeah. It's hard for us to do and after organize, I don't know exactly when, another referendum. So it's sure for me, for the independence, mostly in the citizen. C'est dans le cœur du citoyen. L'indépendance, c'est personnel, c'est dans le citoyen. Et quand on acquiert l'indépendance personnelle, l'indépendance politique devient une nécessité. Voilà.
All right, I'll do a resume of that. So we already had two referendums. And it, mainly it's in the heart of the citizen. It starts from if you believe in it, if you want to take part of it, if you want to let yourself go inside of it and have ideas, then all the people get together and something happens.
And when we were talking about this before, what really strongly came across was that the whole thing was to participate, whichever side you're on. But we are going to carry on with music, because this is a music program.
Yeah. No, mate. It's
so
your
please,
question, huh?
Please, no.
Good luck for the next referendum.
But it's very important because the conversation that you're going to have is how independence and culture meet together. So it is important that you speak about it in this program. But we also want some music.
Yes.
We want them both. So please, let's have some more from the Yves Lambert Trio.
Tribute to Keith Corrigan, a Quebecois guy, tribute to Keith Corrigan, the piece. It's a guy, it's a Quebecois guy d'origine irlandaise. Okay. Yeah, merci beaucoup. Thank you beaucoup and merci very much. Yeah, the next song, it's called La Chanson du Métier. It's a kind of song, kind of story. To the devils go, to the herds, to how we don't, Olivier.
Okay, we are in a car. We are driving straight to hell, and all the bad people come with us. We go to hell with them. We grab them on the road. And there's a lot of them, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know them, eh?
I know them. Okay, how we pour ça, mesdames et messieurs, la chanson du métier.
Un diable est sorti des enfers pour y faire le tour du monde, autorisé par Lucifer. À prendre dans sa ronde un sacré corps de métier. Commençons par les meuniers, prenant double mouture, montez dans ma voiture. Boulanger, c'est à votre tour, ne faites plus la miche. Il faut laisser de votre four aussi votre farine et vos pains beaucoup trop petits, vos gâteaux à moitié cuits et votre pâte sûre vous mène dans ma voiture. Cantinier, avoir les fripons, ne faites plus le drôle. Je vous déclare sans façon que vous êtes sur mon rôle. Mais comment vais-vous demander? Le monde vous enivrer avec l'eau presque pure. Montez dans ma voiture, vous ne serez pas oublié. Docteur en médecine, s'il est malade vous soignez, ce n'est que par la mine, par vos remèdes mal donnés. Vite vous les envoyez en terre en pourriture. Montez dans ma voiture. Juge, avocat et procure, le diable est à vos trousses, d'un enfer tout rempli d'horreur. Vous n'êtes qu'à 6 pouces, vos plaidoyers et vos serments, ainsi que vos jugements, gorgeant les procédures. Montez dans ma voiture, gens de pouvoir et patronat, j'ai pour vous une place, vos mensonges, on n'en doutez pas. Écrit sur votre face, le peuple vous manipulez, la corruption vous engendrez, sans parler de la nature. Montez dans ma voiture pour trouver encore de ces gens. Je ne suis pas en peine, il y a de ces mécréants, mais ma voiture est pleine. Vous voulez tous y monter, vite pour vous envoyer, tout est à la brûlure. Montez dans ma voiture, vous ne serez pas oublié. Et tout est douloureux, car les savants le disent. Et douloureux, faut-il vous cultiver, honnêtement vous vendez à la bonne mesure. Ne venez pas en voiture. Merci beaucoup. Thank you. More this accordion, the C accordion, please. Another tune. It's we decide to play a very the happy song and the happy reel too. We have some laments sometimes, and they have some people to interest to listen all the show tomorrow at the Arches, at the Arch, a full show. Tomorrow at 7:30 about. So, pense que oui, hein, c'est à 7:30.
Oh, good question.
So, it's a reel, the next song, the next tune, it's a reel from Montmagny region, the capital of this little accordion near the St. Lawrence River, and it's called Le Voyage. Away! Thank you beaucoup. It's a great pleasure to play for you and for the auditeur at the radio. It's a great pleasure to be here in Glasgow. It's a privilege, and thank you very much. And the last song, it's called La Fille du Vigneron, another pretty happy song. Okay, thank you. See you later, good people of Glasgow. All right. Celui là qui la composa, tenant sa vie entre ses bras.
Celui là qui la composa, tenant sa vie entre ses bras.
En lui disant, mamie, mon cœur voudrait s'y marier tous deux.
En lui disant, mamie, mon cœur voudrait s'y marier tous deux.
Vous me parlez de m'y marier, mais à la guerre il faut aller.
Me parler de marier, mais à la guerre il faut aller.
Mais à la guerre je n'irai pas car ta beauté me l'empêchera.
Mais à la guerre je n'irai pas
car ta beauté me l'empêchera. Votre beauté, vos doux regards me font coucher le soir bien tard. Sur ma foi, je ciblais moins la fille des rois. Hey! Fille des rois, je ne suis pas. Je suis la fille des bourgeois. Je suis la fille des vignerons. Oh, le meilleur de sa condition. Mon père a 14 beaux chevaux. Le roi n'en a pas aussi beau.
Mon père a 14 beaux chevaux. Le roi.
Fort bien monté, puis les cochers pour les mener.
14 carrosses, fort bien monté, les cochers pour les mener.
Que Dieu bénisse les vignerons, tant de belles filles ils en ont.
Que Dieu bénisse les vignerons, tant de belles filles ils en ont.
Que Dieu bénisse la maison pour abreuver tous ces vieux garçons.
to the Yves Lambert Trio and the audience on their feet already. It's a seated venue, but you would never know it because they're all on their feet. I can even see my mammy dancing back there. So you're listening to Marianne Kennedy and World on Three live at the CCA in Glasgow as part of this year's Celtic Connections Festival. Still to come, we have Scotland's newest trad sensation, Salthouse, and more from Transatlantic Territory with Joy Kills Sorrow. And while we're setting up for our next band, here's a wee taste of one of the other acts playing this year's festival, and one that we're thrilled to say will be with us right here next week from South Africa, the mighty Mahatela Queens.
Indoda izungena zumuzi wami ebusuku ngilele awunami ngizoyithola ebusuku ilele
Indoda
izungena zumuzi wami ebusuku ngilele awunami ngizoyiqeda ngomkhonto ilele
Nankamazemula
amazemula amazemula
Nankamazemula
aqeda bajama Nankamazemula
amazemula amazemula Nankamazemula aqeda bajama
Nankamazemula
amazemula amazemula
Nankamazemula
aqeda bajama
Nankamazemula amazemula amazemula Nankamazemula aqeda bajama
Ngihlushwa indoda emnyama izungeleza umuzi wami nami ngizoyithenga imfene Ngihlushwa indoda emnyama izungeleza umuzi wami nami ngizoyithenga imfene
Nankamazemula Amazemula, amazemula,
nankamazemula,
aqeda bajama.
Nankamazemula,
amazemula, amazemula,
nankamazemula,
aqeda bajama.
Indoda
izungeleza umuzi wami ebusuku ngilele awunami izoyithola.
Nankamazemula aqeda bajama Nankamazemula amazemula amazemula Nankamazemula aqeda bajama
So we're just about good to go here at the CCA for World on Three's next Celtic Connections Delights. They are Sheila, Claire and Anna Friel, Glasgow Irish to the core, born here in Glasgow, but roots, heart and soul smack bang in the Donegal Gaeltacht. And I'm just going to get down on my knees here to speak to the Ullin Piper. Sheila, I have to say, first of all, I've never, ever seen four-inch sparkly wedges and Ullin pipes together.
They go. I always keep a pair of flat shoes in my pipes case as well, just in case. You never know.
Now, you were playing earlier on in this room with the Gaelslaghéile, which is the Highland Gaelic and the Glasgow Irish community coming together, which is a regular occurrence, but it was a big celebration tonight. How was the gig?
Oh, it was fantastic. It was the 10th anniversary, so we had a lot to celebrate. The place was sold out, the tunes were flying, and we had so much fun.
We're still in a high.
It's quite a recent thing, though, for those two communities to collaborate so well together.
Yeah, and more to it. If we could get more music together, it would just really... And the songs as well. The songs are fantastic. We had some great big finale sets where a few youths.
Now, I said Glasgow Irish, but Glasgow Donegal, really, and you can't really be one without the other. And you guys, your family roots are in a very special part of the Donegal Gaeltacht in Annagry or Darach na Mainshir, is that right? And I know that it doesn't matter in which direction you spit, you hit some kind of legendary musical family. Just give us a sense of what's out there.
It's hard to miss, honestly, the songs and the music in the area. We're just so lucky to be able to go back and forth. And we used to always laugh when we were at school, we'd always be back and forth to Ireland every holiday, and people say, oh, go to Tenerife or anything, but no, we wanted to be in Dunamantur, Donegal. It's where the fun is, it's where the music's at.
So you had O'Donnell's, you had Lunny's, you had Mooney's, Althan, Bothy Band, just a kind of Irish A to Z out there, or A to U, technically. Anyway, tonight you're joined by a man who spent a lot of time in Ireland, who's well-versed in the Irish tradition, but who comes from a piping dynasty himself on this side of the water. I passed his croft on the way down to Glasgow this morning with Grigor Lowry, so we won't waste any more time. For going big and cute, please welcome the Friel Sisters.
So we're going to sing a song that we got from our granny, our granny's family, who are all from Dunamantur. So this one's called The Blue Hills of Antrim, though, so it's a wee bit further over, so we'll give that one a wee shot.
Sunlight. was a wee set of jigs. And the first one was The Humours of Ballylochlan. And the boss, Claire, on the fiddle here, she usually knows the names of the rest of them. She's given me
that. Cut out the one time.
Cut out, please. Yeah, there were a few wee jigs. I'm going to...
Better to go with that.
we'll leave you it at that. next, we'll try another wee song. And I know some of you out there can see that we've got this strange-looking object on stage with us. We got this Tibetan singing bowl as a graduation present, and it was friends of ours who had a singing bowl in their house as a meditation aid. But we just loved it musically. It gives a kind of pulsy drone. So for Anna and I, we both graduated as dentists this summer, so this was our graduation present from them. So.
Aw, shucks. You look scared. I don't know if it's from the bowl or the fact there's two dentists in front of you. Yeah. Don't worry, we're off duty. It's fine. So then we played this earlier at the gig, and it was all in Irish and Gaelic, and we were trying to find the word for Tibetan singing bowl. So if anyone knows, you can give us a wee shout.
So this song is When My Love and I Parted.
My love and I part.
last set, so we're going to play a Highland. So Sheila's going to pick up her flute as well.
Sorry.
We're going to start with a tune that we call Highlands. And Donegal, we play a lot of tunes, well, quite a few, called Highlands. And they're quite like Scottish Strathspeys, so that's another one of those links. So the first one's called the Ross's Highland, which is where our family's all from in Ireland. So we'll give that one a wee shot, up the Ross's, and then we'll go into some reels. I think Claire will lead us off. So.
And these are the last track on our just newly released CD. I'm sorry to be that guy. Claire was that guy at the last gig, so they're picking on me now. But yeah, we just brought out a CD at the end of, just over the new year there. So
brand new.
You brand
new. Time for Christmas now.
Freelmusic.com.
Oh no. The Highlands. Yeah. The Highlands.
Thank you.
From Maya Kabulik, Ilya Agasakhlaniam, the Highland at the beginning of that set, as Anna showing how close the connections really are. And for those of you that have been inspired, the next Glasgow to Gador bus leaves the Gorbals at 7:30 tomorrow morning, and you can be in Derry na Mainshire by tea time. Thanks again to the Friel sisters and to Grigor Lowry. You're listening to World on Three with me, Mary-Ann Kennedy, live at Celtic Connections here at the CCA in Glasgow. We're headed back over to Canada next with the glorious Joy Kills Sorrow. But first, let's have a listen to another of this year's festival guests. Again, they'll be playing specially for us in our programme next week, and I am beyond excited because he's one of my favourite ever live acts we will be having from India, Raghu Dixit.
Meri jaane ja
Well, that was Raghu Dixit in his song No Man Will Ever Love You Like I Do. And believe me, when he sings it, you really believe it. And I think there's a pretty good chance we might hear it again here at the CCA next week, here on World on Three. I'm Mary-Ann Kennedy here at the BBC Hub for Celtic Connections, the CCA on Sauchiehall Street, which is, if you're not familiar with Glasgow, the mile and a half that takes you on a cultural voyage all the way from the Glasgow Royal Concert Hall, which is the festival HQ, out to the West End, the home of the university, the Kelvin Grove Art Gallery that Eve was talking about, and several curry houses of choice. Well, our next artists hail from Canada, part of a young and ambitiously vibrant generation who've taken trad and roots music into the realms of high competition and academia, but never forgetting the very heart of the music. And I'm joined by their lead singer, Emma Beaton. It's lovely to see you and the band returning to Celtic Connections.
Thanks for having us.
Now, you come from sort of various eerts and peerts of Canada, but really Berklee, the famous school of music in the States, plays a big role in this band. Just tell us a little about that particular world.
Well, there's a huge number of amazing musicians that are going there because it's one of the only and the biggest schools in the States and probably, you know, in North America that offers roots programs and bluegrass programs and stuff. So Jake, our mandolin player, graduated from there on a full scholarship. I had a much shorter stint at Berklee myself, and our banjo player, Wes, never went there himself or graduated college, but he teaches there now. So,
what do you know?
And it is quite a forward-thinking place, because it did start out as a very sort of ever so slightly stuffy jazz place, and it took a while to break their borders down and get trad music in there.
Yeah, I think so. That was a little bit before my time, but there's definitely friends of ours that are sort of in the scene, you know, that are those people, Casey Dreesen, Hanukkah Castle. They really helped expand what Berklee does.
And when I say you're all Canadian, I know for a fact, actually, that that's really only technically on your side, because you're Scottish through and through, aren't you?
Yes. Yeah, I guess so. Obviously, the accent is Canadian, but my parents were from Scotland.
And they've made the journey over here for tonight's gig?
Yes, they're back there screaming.
Good evening, Joyce. Just one more question before you get on with the music. Just tell us about the title of the band, because it's such an unusual name.
Well, I'm not the expert on that myself, but I'll give you the version that I'm good at telling, which is that it comes from the name, the call letters of a radio station that Bill Monroe played on. It was WJKS, When Joy Kills Sorrow, and Matt, our guitar player, came up with the idea and thought it would be a fitting name for the band, and I think he won. That one.
A man of class and discernment, I think. Well, let's have the music that's behind all of that. Please welcome Joy Kills Sorrow.
Taste a melody.
is gone.
Well, it is a pleasure to be back here in Glasgow and back at Celtic Connections. And thank you all so much for coming out tonight and all you radio listeners out there that I know are tuned in. We're having a great time just hanging out and going to all the curry houses and artisan roasts and Brewdog. I dream of Mother India Cafe daily when I'm at home. So it's good to be back. That last song was one of our newer ones. It was one that I wrote about the state of Louisiana. And we're going to do one now that a banjo player, Wes Corbett here, wrote the melody to. It's called Working for the Devil.
Another 5 a.m. so soldier and Hawkins, a new day. Another sunrise rises in the same way. Another 17 hours till we see.
Upon the ceiling, a laugh, free. I'm the mandolin, that's Jacob Charles. On the bass, the only actual born and bred Canadian in the band is Zoe Gigineau. Canadian by way of Scotland, this is Emma Beaton singing for you. From the great US of A, this is Wesley Corbett on the banjo.
And last but not least, on the guitar, Matthew Gran Arcara. Well, it's been an absolute pleasure, everybody. We're going to play one more song to finish up, and then there's even more great music coming up. I'd like to thank Marianne Kennedy for having us in the BBC, and of course, the Celtic Connections for having us. It's always great to be back in Glasgow.
Thank you so much to Joy Kilsorrow. And remember, you can see them live in action tomorrow night at the Mitchell Theatre in Glasgow, just up the road here, as part of Celtic Connections. And you're listening to me, Mary-Anne Kennedy, and a wonderful live audience here at the CCA with our annual Glasgow visit to sample the best of the fest. Well, our final act takes us home to Scotland, or me home to Scotland. But before we find out more about this brand new quartet, let's have one last album track. Another of this year's guests at Celtic Connections, and this time it's a band from Malawi playing at the Fruit Market tomorrow. This is Peter Mwanga and the Amaravi Movement. Peter Mwanga and the Amaravi Movement, who will be playing at Celtic Connections at the Fruit Market tomorrow, and we'll be there to record their set. This is World on Three with Mary-Anne Kennedy live at the festival, and our final act is a home team, a brand new Scottish foursome, but individually four of the most highly respected young musicians on the scene. They can count, amongst other things, no less than three BBC awards amongst them. And that includes Young Folk winner a couple of years ago now.
Just a few.
Not that many. Siobhan Miller, this is Salthouse's lead singer. Tell me, first of all, with Laura McCall on fiddle and yourself and Ewan Burton on bass and Ewan McPherson on guitar, You're all known individually. You all have your own individual projects. How did this particular quartet come together?
Kind of all of us played together in some kind of formation. Lauren, Ewan and I had done a Christmas tour for a couple of years and decided it would be nice to not just tour in December. And we just really enjoyed putting music together and got together and tried playing some stuff and enjoyed it, and it went from there.
And where does the Salt House come from?
There are many places that it comes from, but one place is from Liverpool, where Ewan has connections. There's a salt house there, and also it's got the connotations of the old salt house. Salt house is for drying the fish. So, yeah.
Cool. Well, I'm going to turn round. You can see that on radio. 180 degrees, and I find myself with the BBC Jazz Award winner, Ewan Burton, on bass. Since Siobhan mentioned you there... Not only do you are you individually well known, but you all have your own particular musical passions. There's the Highland influence on the fiddle. There's the great Scots song tradition. There's the new Nordic on Ewan's front, amongst many other things, and of course the jazz on your own side. How does it work pulling these sometimes quite disparate influences together?
I think the main thing for us is keeping the aesthetic of the music as one. So, I mean, I've got a jazz background, but that doesn't necessarily mean that I want to always be making jazz music. I like to use what I've learned in the theory and from all that listening and try and almost disguise it so that the listener doesn't necessarily know I'm a jazz musician. I'm here as a spy trying to sneak in so no one notices the jazz musician.
But we do know that from that answer that you just gave with aesthetic within three words. But anyway, we're very, very glad the four of you are here. New album, first appearance at Celtic Connections. We're not going to waste any more time. Please give a huge, huge welcome to Salt House.
Sometimes we step forward with one foot in the past. This time we won't be looking back. Take care of brazen shadows, sleep them into the light. Forgo it all, we're out of sight. The radio keeps searching. White noise, no other sound. Don't switch it off, let it go round. Like water flowing downward, corroding over time. Evaporate and then we'll hide. Take care of brazen shadows, sleep them into the light.
Thank you very much. It's lovely to be here. And that was a song called Setting Sun. And we'll carry on with a traditional song now. We thought it would be the time in the evening for a good Drich traditional song for you. They're always the best. And this one's called She's Like the Swallow. So we'll carry on with something a little cheerier for you. And this is a traditional American song called Little Birdie, and I'm going to sing it for some good American friends that are in the audience tonight. It's a great thing about Celtic Connections is you meet up with all these people you only see once a year, so this is for you guys.
Sing to me your song. You've a short time to stay here and a long time to be gone. Little birdie, little birdie, what makes you fly so high when you know that
thanks very much. We'll carry on now with a song called Katie Cruel. It's quite a well-known song, but after we did a little bit of research, well, it originated from a banjo player in America that I heard singing it, and after we did some research, we realised that it's actually got Scottish origins and comes from, well, there's a version of the song called Licht Bob's Lassie, so we threw a verse of that in, and this is the result. Thanks very much.
Thanks very much, guys. Thanks very much. We're coming very close to the end of the show, and just want to say that you've been listening to World on Three with me, Mary-Anne Kennedy, live at Celtic Connections. Do join us again next week for a lineup that reflects the Commonwealth celebrations gearing up here in Glasgow ahead of the Summer Games, with guests, as I said earlier, including South Africa's Mahotela Queens and Indian pop joy from Raghu Dixit. Thanks to the audience here tonight. You've been wonderful. Also to all the teams that have been helping out tonight, the Celtic Connections Festival, the wonderful CCA here, and the BBC teams with producer Roger Short in charge. Check out the Radio 3 website for some of the pictures from tonight. All the bands, of course, Joy Kills Sorrow, the Friel Sisters, and Yves Lambert. I'm Mary-Anne Kennedy. I've had an absolute ball here tonight. It's been a pleasure, as ever, to be here at Celtic Connections with BBC Radio 3. And we're going to let Salthouse carry on, I think, take us up to 1 o'clock, but certainly carrying on with She Walks in Beauty. Thanks very much. Salthouse.
Thank you.
one more time to Salt House, and we're so lucky we have time for just one more. So do you want to hear it? Let's have it one more time then for Salt House.
Well, that wasn't She Walks in Beauty. That was Strong Dark Souls. And now we will play She Walks in Beauty. This is a song which came together on the island of Bernary in the Outer Hebrides and has words from Lord Byron, a man called James McPherson from Australia, and Ewan McPherson here on guitar. So a wee amalgamation of things. So this is She Walks in Beauty. Thanks very much for listening, and we'll be at the Fruit Market on Friday the 24th. So hope to see you then.
Salt House ending the Celtic Connections Festival in Glasgow. That World on Three broadcast came live from the CCA in Glasgow, and Mary-Anne Kennedy will be back for more from Celtic Connections at the same time next week. That's here on BBC Radio 3. We're on 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and also online. Now, Through the Night with Catriona Young.
Hello and welcome to Through the Night. I'm Catriona Young, very much looking forward to spending the first part of the programme at a festival on the shores of Lake Constance. It's also known as Bodensee. It sits between Germany, Switzerland and Austria. But tonight's concert was actually given a few miles away in the town of Tettnang by members of the Szymanowski Quartet. They included Szymanowski in their programme, and they invited a pianist along not only for a Dvořák quintet, but also for a trio that the young Beethoven dedicated to his patron, Prince Lichnowsky. At that stage, the prince was, he said, one of his most loyal friends. Later, they had a spectacular falling out, which ended up with Beethoven taking the prince to court. Thank you.